This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, June 22nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Lawmakers look to tie U.S. aid's hands. House ag leaders wrestle with foreign land concerns. And what's up with WOTUS? Lawmakers seek to protect U.S. farm commodity share of food aid. A bipartisan group of lawmakers are introducing legislation today to ensure the government keeps using U.S. commodities to provide food aid around the world. About half of the funds for the Food for Peace program are currently used to purchase and deliver U.S. farm goods. Representatives Tracy Mann of Kansas, Rick Crawford of Arkansas, John Garmandi of California, and Jimmy Panetta of California don't want to see that level fall, so they're introducing the American Farmers Feed the World Act of 2023, that to restrict U.S. Agency for International Development ability to provide cash assistance or buy foreign produced commodities in lieu of U.S. products. The bill would protect at least half of the program's budget for buying and delivering American-grown commodities. Now, take note, Food for Peace is included in the Farm Bill's trade title. Thompson, GAO report needed before considering restricted foreign land ownership. Growing lawmaker concern over foreign ownership of agricultural land have sprawled a number of bills proposing to restrict purchases by foreign investors. But House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson believes more information on the extent and impacts of foreign investment is needed before Congress acts. Thompson was one of 130 lawmakers who sent a letter to the Government Accountability Office last October asking for, quote, a review of foreign investment in U.S. farmland and its impact on national security, trade, and food security, as well as U.S. government efforts to monitor these acquisitions. He told AgriPulse he wants to see the results of the report before he considers including any foreign land ownership measures in the Farm Bill. I don't like to address things emotionally, and it seems that a lot of people are doing that as they're introducing bills, Thompson said. So I'm waiting for this data. Then we will have a hearing. Now take note, Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow introduced a new bill with Senator Joni Ernst on Tuesday that would add USDA to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. and require the panel to review foreign entities' land purchases or leases that exceed $5 million or 320 acres of land. Stabenow told AgriPulse on Wednesday that she sees the Farm Bill as one possible vehicle for the measure. There's also a separate bipartisan effort that Senator Schumer has convened specifically looking at China and competition with China, so it's a possibility that we could do something there. So we'll see, Stabenow said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Wyden, Crapo ask Biden to press Modi on India's ag trade barriers. India Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Washington to visit the White House. Two senators are asking President Joe Biden to confront him over Indian tariff and non-tariff barriers that have long frustrated U.S. farm groups and lawmakers. The United States and India share a close partnership grounded in shared democratic values and strong people-to-people ties, Senate Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden of Oregon and Ranking Member Mike Crapo of Idaho say in a letter to Biden. At the same time, while Indian businesses continue to benefit from access to the U.S. market, India maintains numerous trade and investment barriers that harm U.S. producers across many sectors of our economy, including agriculture, manufacturing, and services. The senators highlighted Indian barriers to U.S. apples, blueberries, cherries, chickpeas, lentils, potatoes, wheat, and dairy products. Take note. U.S. apple exports to India dropped by 80% in 2018, that after the country raised overall tariffs on the fruit to 70%. Key Republicans press administration on WOTUS. So what is up with WOTUS? In a nutshell, that's the question put to EPA Administrator Michael Regan and Assistant Secretary of the Army for Civil Works, Michael L. Connor, in a letter from House and Senate Republican committee leaders yesterday. Despite the Supreme Court's resounding rebuke of the significant nexus test underpinning the agency's definition of waters of the U.S., EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers have not directed their employees to implement the ruling, the lawmakers say. EPA is appealing court rulings that have prevented implementation of the rule in 26 states. We are concerned that the administration is now delaying implementation of the ruling, says the letter from Senators Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming, and Representative Sam Graves of Missouri, and David Rouser of North Carolina. Workforce panel co-chair eyes targeted H-2A reforms. Representative Rick Crawford, who's the new co-chair of a 14-member working group assigned to recommend reforms to the H-2A visa program, tells AgriPulse it's important that any changes be tailored to the varying needs of farmers that rely on imported labor. He says the House Ag Committee working group will, quote, try to adopt a customizable, scalable approach that fits the needs of each ag sector. We have to make sure that source of labor is managed efficiently, effectively, and not with a one-size-fits-all approach, he said. What's next? Well, the working group, split evenly between Republicans and Democrats, will start work after the July 4 recess. The group has 6 months to develop its recommendations. GOP looks to stop SEC disclosure rule. House Republicans are trying to use the fiscal 24 appropriation process to block the Securities and Exchange Commission's plan to require corporations to disclose their greenhouse gas emissions. The FY24 financial services bill that a House Appropriations Subcommittee will consider today also would slash funding for the Federal Trade Commission, which is helping lead the administration's crackdown on corporate market power. The agency would be funded at $376.5 million, $213.5 million below the president's request. Also on tap, the Senate Appropriations Committee will debate its FY24 agriculture bill, which would fund USDA and FDA. Well, finally, here's today's He Said It. With all due respect, Administrator, we'd like to talk about STEAM here, not STEM. We put an A in it, and the obvious A is agriculture. That Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to NASA Administrator Bill Nelson at yesterday's signing of a memorandum of understanding meant to encourage young people to pursue careers in STEM and agriculture. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, June 22nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.